You're listening to the audio production of The Fantasy Fallacy, Exposing the Deeper Meaning Behind Sexual Thoughts by Shannon Etheridge, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lisa Larson. Please note that you may download a PDF that provides enhanced material for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my shrink wrap friends, Jarrett, Tom, and Cheryl. Forward by Stephen Arterburn. Something is obviously very wrong today in relationships. I was having breakfast with a couple of guys recently. One was single, the other married. The single one was complaining about how hard it was to find a soulmate, a woman who would be interested in a guy like him. He explained, "I'm not bad to look at. I have a good job and money in the bank, and I love God. But women don't seem to be satisfied with that. They fall for the bad guy, the one who treats them like trash. They say they want a nice guy, but they don't really. They think they can take a bad boy and turn him into a good guy. But considering some women's track records, that apparently never works. They keep getting their hearts ripped out and stomped on, and I keep wondering, what can't they see in a guy like me?" The married man chimed in, explaining that it was a little different at his house. His wife seemed to be in search of something more, something he didn't quite understand. She had been reading 50 Shades of Grey, and he admitted that although her increased sexual interest was great, he was a little uncomfortable with certain expectations she had of how he should approach her and touch her, the exact words she wanted to hear, and the unusual sexual practices she was suggesting. It all seemed so scripted, like a romance novel instead of real life. "She's always been satisfied before with our sex life, so I'm not sure what to make of it." Perhaps men are getting a taste of what women have been complaining about for a long time. For years, we have watched the integrity of men become consumed by the use of pornography. The internet opened the doors to male eyes, and millions of men became hooked on depersonalized sexual experiences and self-gratification. No woman can live up to the pornographic images on pages or in videos. The unreal drives out any hope for the real to be satisfying, so a man eventually gives up trying to replicate what he experiences with his porn. You could say that the pornographic fantasy world neuters the man and incapacitates.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?